Climateclimate.ca and step into your power with Citizens Climate Lobby Canada.
JSF 90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
All right, this is Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. Let's just get this straight. We have traditional fascists that have taken over the government, the businesses, the military, a lot of the religion, a lot of just major institutions. And they are calling us, and this is traditional to fascism, woke gay communists, mentally defective. So as they are pushing me over the hood of the car, handcuffing me, I'm noticing that we are doing this in 200-mile-an-hour wind, wildfires, the polar ice, the Gulf Streams, the jet streams, the biggest forces in the world are all in an uproar, shifting, changing. It's science fiction, and it's very dangerous. And yet we love the Earth. We're afraid of the fascists. But we love the Earth. And then we look at the fascists and how do they make their money? All these billionaires from fossil fuels, from the toxicity that we're trying to stop, from killing the thing that we love. And we think that Earth loves us too, despite the danger right now. So this puzzle, let's go into it. I think that we have to start dreaming. We have our minds left. We can imagine a solution. We have to find it together. We have to be in a choir that sings the impossible. Somebody give me an Earth-a-luia. 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 Earth-a-luia.
Stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to
position and notification. Yeah. One day right now in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. Places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day.
Hello, it's Reverend Billy again, here in the Stop Shopping Church, in our Divinity Research Laboratories. We, you know, we think sometimes you just have to check in with the, we're so trained to point fingers and just say, well, that's the villain over there. Let's just take the time, while we're throwing this word fascism around, let's visit real fascists. And so I went on the internet and got some the voices of five of the great criminals of all time. And here they are: Goebbels, Hitler, Stalin, Pinochet, and Pol Pot. You ready? One, two, three. Take it away, boys.
If you want your incomes to plummet, your net worth to collapse, your tax bills to soar, your jobs to disappear, then vote for Lion Kamala to be the tax queen, to be your president. Because if you want to do all those things where your country goes to hell, where your country ends up in a 1929-style depression, then vote for Kamala. But if you want Washington bureaucrats to keep their greedy hands off your money, and by the way, we're moving the Department of Education. We're moving. Your state is going to control your children's education. We're moving it out of Washington. Immediately. And, you know, we were going to do that, but then we got the COVID thing came in, the gift from China. The China virus came in, and we had to hold up. But we're going to be moving.
It muss jeder verstehen, dass seine Gabe überhaupt nur dann einen Wert hat im Sinne der Herstellung einer wirklichen Volksgemeinschaft, wenn diese Gabe auch von ihm ein Opfer ist. Es soll auch für ihn und sein gewohntes Leben ein Opfer bedeuten. Die internationale Solidarität des Proletariats haben wir zerbrochen. Wir wollen aber lebendig aufbauen die nationale Solidarität des deutschen Volkes. Es gibt keinen Zustand einer permanenten Revolution oder gar eine segensreiche Entwicklung mittels periodisch wiederkehrender Revolten.
Соотечественники и соотечественницы, наступил великий день победы над Германией. Фашистская Германия, поставленная на колени Красной Армии и войсками наших союзников, признала себя побежденной и объявила безоговорочную капитуляцию. 7 мая был подписан в городе Реймсе предварительный протокол капитуляции. 8 мая представитель немецкого главнокомандования, присутствие представителей Верховного командования союзных войск и Верховного главнокомандования советских войск подписали в Берлине окончательный акт капитуляции, исполнение которого началось 24 часов 8 мая.
Esta nunca ha sido dictadura, señores. Esta es dicta blanda. Pero si es necesario, vamos a tener que apretar la mano, porque tenemos que salvar primero el país y después miraremos hacia atrás. Y por eso creo y estoy convencido que solamente cuando los chilenos vean lo que es el comunismo, cuando los chilenos entiendan los engaños, la falacia, cómo lo están engañando, van a darse cuenta que este gobierno tiene razón.
Delle superiorità nettissime.
ในแม่นเห็นลูกคันเกียร์เกียร์ไปที่ไฟเรื่องการจำเป็นเห็นเลยที่นี่คือทางที่จับสับประมวยจับสับประไปเนี่ยจับตั้งผู้อนุกรมนี่ที่จับตั้งคณะกรรมการคือรัฐบาลและรัฐบาลคันเกียร์เกียร์ไปที่นี่คือสำหรับที่นี่
I go to the tree.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Scientists currently recognize 90 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises, collectively known as cetaceans. Cetaceans are broadly divided into two groups, depending on whether they have teeth or baleen. Baleen whales are sometimes called the great whales due to their overall larger size. There are 15 species of baleen whales. These whales have baleen plates in their mouths to sift their food, plankton, krill, and small fish from seawater. Toothed whales account for most species of cetaceans and include everything from the massive sperm whale to beaked whales and all dolphins and porpoises. Cetaceans are voluntary breathers, which means they need to think about every breath they take. In order to survive a night underwater, whales sleep with half their brain only. They keep one eye open to stay slightly alert while being half asleep. They have the incredible ability to shut down one of their brain halves and use the other to remember to breathe at the surface. Meanwhile, the eye connected to the awake hemisphere stays open to check for any obstacles, predators, or other problems. Bottlenose dolphins and belugas can spend more than 30% of their day sleeping, while sperm whales only sleep for 7% of the day. Gray whales sleep 41% of the time. Newborn whales and dolphins need a lot of sleep and motherly care. During their first month, cetacean calves don't leave their mother's side. They eat, sleep, and swim in the mother's slipstream. In fact, if the mother would stop moving, the calf would sink. Whales can keep afloat because of their fat, but the young calf's baby fat is not enough to keep them buoyant. For mother, this means nonstop swimming and alertness during the first weeks. Meanwhile, the newborn can enjoy long sleep and rest both brain halves simultaneously. Bowhead whales can live over 200 years. They get their name due to their large bow-shaped head, which comprises about a third of their total body length. Their deceptively large, thick skulls allows them to break through the heavy sea ice, while 17 to 19 inches thick blubber allows them to survive freezing Arctic temperatures. Bowhead whales are highly vocal. A research team in Greenland studying 144 days of diving records of 12 bowhead whales has made the surprising discovery of two bowhead whales diving in synchrony over the course of a week, even when they were around 100 kilometers apart. The pair, one female and one of unknown sex, were sometimes as close as 5 kilometers and sometimes hundreds of kilometers apart. Yet they would closely time their diving bouts for durations of up to a week, although to different depths. A sperm whale expert in Canada has found evidence showing that sperm whales form large matrilineal clans that have their own dialect. Researchers found evidence that sperm whales form matrilineally based units of approximately 10 females and their offspring. Such units form the basic elements of larger clans. They also found evidence that the whales form clans with as many as 20,000 members. Within such clans, members interact, look out for one another, help raise offspring, and ward off attacks by orcas. Researchers have also found evidence of clan-wide communication, noting the observation of debates that involved whales apparently looking for a consensus on things like routes and destinations. And now, the sounds of extinction. This is the story Captain Paul Watson tells of an encounter with a sperm whale that directed his life, as he and fellow Greenpeace activists attempted to prevent a Soviet whaling fleet from killing a sperm whale pod off the coast of Oregon. The two dying whales struggled to hold on to life between the harpoon boat and the six of us in three boats, sitting motionless on the swells. I could not take my eyes off the dying whale closest to us. His tail flayed the sea and pink foam frothed all around him. Then suddenly the whale was looking directly at me. I saw his huge eye and I could see that he saw me. At that moment he dove once again and I saw pink bloody bubbles coming to the surface, moving closer to our boat. Within seconds, the whale's head shot above the surface of the sea and began to tower above, rising higher, but as if in slow motion, and angled so that we could see his intent was to come crashing down upon us. And as his head rose ever higher, I saw that eye once again, so close that I could see my own reflection in that deep, dark orb. Suddenly, I was struck with the realization that this whale understood what we were doing. His lower jaw hung down, almost touching the side of our boat, so close I could have reached across and encircled one of the 6-inch teeth with my fingers. His muscles tensed and he stopped rising and began to slowly slide at an angle back into the sea. I kept eye contact with him until his eye sank beneath the surface of the sea and disappeared. And so he died. He could have killed us, but he had not. And the look in that eye has haunted me ever since. I felt understanding, and I knew he knew that we were there to save him, not to kill him. We sat there in our little inflatable boats in the midst of the Soviet whaling fleet, with the bodies of a half dozen sperm whales lying lifeless in the swell. I watched the sun begin to set in the west, and I remembered that the Russians were killing whales primarily for the valuable spermaceti oil. Spermaceti oil is valued for its high resistance to heat, and thus it is used in machinery where there is excessive heat. One of the demands for this oil by the Soviets was for use in the production of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Here they were slaughtering these magnificent, intelligent, socially complex, wondrous sentient beings for the purpose of making a weapon designed for the mass extermination of humans. And I thought to myself, are we really this insane? It is that thought, that unanswered question, that has haunted me every day since. It is from what I saw in the eye of that whale that has led me to devote my entire adult life to the defense of the whales and the other creatures of the sea. Because I know that if we cannot save the whales, the turtles, the sharks, the tuna, and the complex marine biodiversity, that the oceans will not survive. If the life in our oceans is diminished, humanity is diminished. And if the oceans die, humanity will die, for we cannot survive on this planet with a dead ocean. The words of Captain Paul Watson.
So we bring our Earth riot to its conclusion, and I just want to say goodbye and thank all the contributors, Dr. King, Joni Mitchell, and John Lennon, and Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, and I want to thank the strongmen, Goebbels, Hitler, Pol Pot, Mussolini, who am I leaving out? Pinochet, what was his name? Pinochet, the the Chilean. So strongmen, just to review strongmen, because I have to say, the new strongmen that we have rising in the world right now, including Donald Trump, they're so predictable. It's been done before. One of the depressing things about the whole thing is that we thought that we had, my father risked his life in World War II to rid the world of fascism. And we thought that we were moving on, that we were evolving in a better direction. But such is not the case. We have to revisit the evil and reclaim our freedom. I do have, speaking of freedom, a wonderful announcement to make. Some of you will be hearing this for the first time. Paul Watson, which Savitri in the News from the Natural World, talked to us about the life-changing event that he had with a whale that was in the last moments of its life. Paul Watson was freed in the last hours from a prison in Greenland under the control of the Danish government. And I have to say, Denmark did not acquit itself with much generosity or fairness in this case, holding Paul 5 or 6 months, trying to find out a way to assuage the feelings of its main trading partner, Japan, with its infamous prisons and its completely Neanderthal justice system. But I don't want to insult the Neanderthals. They're good people, too. So that's great news, though. Paul, wish we were there to greet him as he stepped out of that prison into the Arctic tundra of Greenland. Savitri created a big whale image out of little lights that the activists showed to him in the darkness of the midnight sun on the occasion of his birthday. And here's to all of you. Maybe we all find our way to freedom from whatever prisons we have in our lives, and we've all got them. But welcome back, Paul. Thank you for saving thousands of whales in your time. And I know you'll get right back to your life's journey. Earthalluia. Thank you, everyone.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.